Track 1. This is the Macular Disease Foundation Australia newsletter, Vision Voice, for autumn 2021. You can contact MDFA at Level 9, 447 Kent Street, Sydney, by phone through our national helpline at 1800 111 709 or by email at info@mdfoundation.com.au. Page numbers will not be read, but track numbers will be announced. The arrangement is outlined as follows. Track 1. This introductory message now playing. Track 2. CEO update by Dee Hopkins. Track 3. Aged Care Royal Commission recommendations. Track 4. Medicare Benefits Schedule Review Task Force update. Track 5. Macular Month to boost Check My Macula. Track 6. Ita Buttrow's oration. Track 7. Pilot Peer Support Group launches in Melbourne. Track 8. COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Track 9. Education webinar series. Track 10. Eyes on research. Track 11. Your voice. Track 12. 5 tips for exercise at home. Track 13. Latest low vision aids. Track 14. Our community. Track 15. Healthy choices. Track 16. How we can help you. Hello. My name is Karen Russell, and I'm a member of the macular disease community, both as a carer and as a patient. I was diagnosed with age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, at the age of 48, around the same time that my mother received the same diagnosis. And with me today is Tom Smith, who will be reading some of the tracks throughout this audio newsletter. Tom is a member of MDFA's communications and fundraising team. Track 2, CEO Update, written by Dee Hopkins. The year ahead is looking brighter with the rollout of the coronavirus vaccine. Many vulnerable people within our community and those living within aged care facilities will have already received their vaccines. An update on Track 8 of this audio newsletter will tell you about the government's phased vaccine rollout, so you can estimate the time frame when you can access your vaccine jab. As this information changes, we'll maintain up-to-date information on our website. You can also call our national helpline on 1800 111 709 if you have any specific questions relating to your eye health. The vaccine rollout highlights the extraordinary work between government and the scientific community in the fight against COVID and to bring much-needed vaccines to Australians. This year marks the 20th anniversary of MDFA and 10 years of investment into our research grants program. With your support, we have played a crucial role in helping to change the landscape for the macular disease community, including a $4.1 million commitment to medical research. In May, as part of our anniversary celebrations, we will publish a report on the impact this research has made over the past decade. We will also announce the grant recipients of $1.1 million in the next round of research funding, including the new Grant Family Fund. The Grant Family Fund will support Blue Sky projects and targets early career scientists and researchers. This new stream of research funding is only possible because of a generous bequest left to MDFA by the late Faye Grant. I look forward to sharing news about the next round of researchers who will receive funding from your generous donations. Take care, and remember to reach out to the MDFA team if you have any queries about your risks of macular disease, or if you need any information, resources, or links to support that might help you better manage your condition. Dee Hopkins, Chief Executive Officer. Track 3. Aged Care Royal Commission Recommendations. The Royal Commission into Aged Care Quality and Safety has recommended making aids and equipment more accessible for older Australians in a major win for our community. The Royal Commission's final report states that everyone living with a disability in the aged care system should receive daily living supports such as assistive technologies, aids and equipment at a level equivalent to what under 65s would receive in the National Disability Insurance Scheme, the NDIS. This crucial recommendation comes 4 years after MDFA first identified this issue in the Low Vision Quality of Life and Independence Review. It's unfair that over 65s with vision loss living in the aged care system receive less support than under 65s with the same condition in the NDIS. Our report highlighted how many Australians, including those in aged care, simply cannot afford these life-changing low-vision aids and technologies, and called for a national, publicly funded approach to provide equitable access to them. Now, the Royal Commission has also recognised the aged care system doesn't adequately meet the disability needs of older Australians. If the federal government adopts the key recommendation above, older Australians will soon find it easier to get the assistance they need to live well with vision loss. The federal government is yet to respond to all of the Royal Commission's 148 recommendations, but Prime Minister Scott Morrison has already pledged an initial $452 million for aged care reforms ahead of May's federal budget. MDFA supports this vital recommendation by the Royal Commission, and we will advocate for the federal government to adopt it so older Australians living with low vision in the aged care system can get the practical support they need to improve their independence and quality of life. We'll keep you updated on this issue. Track 4. Medicare Benefits Schedule Review Task Force Update. While the Aged Care Royal Commission's recommendation on low vision aids and technologies represents 8 years of advocacy work by MDFA, the proposed cuts to Medicare rebates for eye injections is the current big issue we've been tackling on behalf of our community. The Medicare Benefits Schedule, or MBS, Review Task Force submitted its final report to Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt just before Christmas last year. While we supported several recommendations in the task force's report, we were concerned about the proposal to cut the patient rebate for eye injections by 69% and the impact this would have on patients' out-of-pocket costs. After briefing Minister Hunt in late 2019, MDFA commissioned PwC to develop alternate models of care for wet AMD. This included proposals to establish more regional low-cost clinics to improve treatment access by reducing travel costs and time, and introducing alternative payment options in private clinics by empowering patients to be better informed on the cost of ongoing treatment. This fully costed report will be presented to Minister Hunt in May and will be submitted to state and territory health ministers later this year. We'll keep you informed with further updates on how we are making your voice heard.
Track 5. Macula Month to boost Check My Macula. Last October, MDFA unveiled Check My Macula, a short online quiz that reveals your individual risk factors for macular disease in less than a minute, then enables you to book an eye exam with an optometrist. With tens of thousands already taking the quiz, Check My Macula has been a hugely successful tool to educate people over 50 about their risks of macular disease, as well as the benefits of regular eye exams. And Check My Macula will be the focus of Macula Month in 2021 as we continue to take this sight-saving initiative to the millions of Aussies at risk. Keep an eye on MDFA's digital channels for updates on Macula Month. But in the meantime, you can help by sharing Check My Macula. If you've been diagnosed with AMD, your direct relatives, such as siblings and children, have a 1 in 2 chance of being diagnosed too. We encourage you to share the Check My Macula quiz with your family, as well as your friends, so they know if they are at risk of developing macular disease and can take early action to potentially prevent vision loss. Get started at www.checkmymacula.com.au.
Track 6, Artabutros Oration. To celebrate Macula Month and a welcome return to socially distanced, safe events, we are thrilled to launch the Artabutros Oration series. Artabutros, A-C-O-B-E, has long been both patron of MDFA and a passionate advocate of the prevention and early detection of macular disease. Ita has also lent her influential voice to other health conditions and is widely recognised as the voice and advocate for older Australians and building an Australia that embraces healthy ageing. Ita will be the keynote speaker at this inaugural oration. She will be addressing the big issues relating to eye health and vulnerable older Australians who are at risk of blindness. The oration series will be presented annually and will shine a spotlight on how we are tracking as a nation to ensure a healthy, ageing Australia. The event will be held at the National Press Club in Canberra. The inaugural oration will take place on Wednesday, the 5th of May, between 12 and 2 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Tickets include the keynote address and a sit-down lunch, and they are available to purchase for those in our community who live in the ACT or are willing to travel for this event. Tickets are $90 per person and can be purchased directly through the National Press Club's website. Simply visit www.npc.org.au/speakers and select ITA's event. Alternatively, you can contact MDFA on 1-800-111-709 and we can register on your behalf. For those unable to attend in person, you can watch the oration on the ABC and MDFA will share this via our website following the event.
Track 7, Pilot Peer Support Group launches in Melbourne. MDFA's Pilot Peer Support Group has finally held its first face-to-face meeting in Melbourne's East after months of planning and an even longer delay due to COVID-19. With the guidance and support of MDFA staff, the group of 9 gathered to discuss their lived experience of age-related macular degeneration, provide support for each other, and learn from each other. Research shows the power of connecting with others with the same health conditions and sharing experiences. The meeting was facilitated by 2 people who live with macular disease themselves, Bill and Kerry. Bill, who has experience facilitating similar groups thanks to his background in social work in the mental health space, says he was delighted that everyone was willing to talk. "We just went around the group one by one, and everyone responded really warmly," Bill explains. "They were all very ready to talk and share ideas and experiences, which was terrific. It was what we were after. There was an eagerness to learn, and that was a terrific launching pad for the group." Co-facilitator Kerry, a teacher before she retired, as well as a member of the AMD community, was also inspired by the group's openness. "I was certainly taken by the heroism, I suppose you'd say, of 2 or 3 of the attendees who really lived life on their own and did it very successfully, and had also worked out how to get whatever supports were available," Kerry says. The group now plans to catch up every 2 months, choosing a different theme, such as nutrition, eye injections, and government support, to discuss at each meeting. Join a peer support group. While this pilot in Melbourne's eastern suburbs only has room for a handful of extra members, MDFA would like to start similar groups across Australia. We're already planning to launch groups in Melbourne's inner southeast, Brisbane and Townsville in Queensland, and Albany in Western Australia. If you're interested in peer support where you live, MDFA would love to hear from you. Please call our national helpline on 1800 111 709 or email education@mdfoundation.com.au. At home with MDFA. Would you prefer to receive peer support from the comfort of your own home? Then you might want to join At Home with MDFA, an online peer support group that connects Australians living with AMD. To express your interest in At Home with MDFA, call 1800 111 709 or email education@mdfoundation.com.au.
Track 8. Update COVID-19 vaccine rollout. The federal, state and territory governments have begun rolling out vaccines for COVID-19. Australia's COVID-19 vaccines will become available in phases, and vulnerable groups of people have been prioritised. In Phase 1, quarantine and border workers, frontline healthcare workers, and aged care and disability care staff and residents will receive the vaccine. Phase 1B. This is the phase that we're currently in now. Phase 1B includes adults aged 70 years and over, other healthcare workers, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people aged over 55 years, adults under 70 with an underlying medical condition, including those with a disability, and critical and high-risk workers. Phase 2A will then follow, and that's for adults aged 50 to 69 years, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people aged 18 to 54 years, and other critical and high-risk workers. Phase 2B is for the rest of the adult population and to catch up any unvaccinated people from previous phases. And finally, Phase 3 for under 16-year-olds, if recommended. MDFA will update you via our website and social media with further details as they are announced.
Track 9, Education Webinar Series. We can't wait to welcome you to our next free online education session. To register, please email education@mdfoundation.com.au or call us on 1800 111 709. These are the webinars we've got coming up. Geographic Atrophy in Dry Age-Related Macular Degeneration, The New Treatment Frontier, presented by Associate Professor Andrew Chang from Sydney University, Sydney Eye Hospital and Sydney Retina Clinic. 2 to 3pm, Australian Eastern Standard Time, Wednesday the 14th of April. Age-Related Macular Degeneration, presented by Drew Sherwin from MDFA. 2 to 3pm, Australian Eastern Standard Time, Wednesday the 12th of May. Eye Injection Costs and Rebates Q&A, presented by Delaney Mantalaka from MDFA. 2 to 3pm, Australian Eastern Standard Time, Wednesday the 30th of June. For an up-to-date list of webinars, please visit www.mdfoundation.com.au/events/education-sessions. We also record most of our online education sessions so you can catch up even if you can't attend live. Visit www.mdfoundation.com.au/resources and filter by webinars/podcasts under the resource type to watch the recordings of our past webinars. Do you want to learn more about making a will? MDFA is hosting an estate planning webinar with Nicola Platt, a partner at Griffin Legal, to talk you through the legalities of putting together a will. Join us on Tuesday the 18th of May at 10 to 11am Australian Eastern Standard Time. To register, please email education@mdfoundation.com.au, call 1800 011-709 or visit www.mdfoundation.com.au/events/education-sessions.
Track 10, Eyes on Research. Meet the researcher, Professor Alice Pebe. Thanks to an MDFA research grant, the University of Melbourne's Professor Alice Pebe has created a bank of stem cells that researchers across the globe can now access to investigate potential new treatments for dry AMD. Professor Pebe was awarded an MDFA research grant of $300,000 over 2 years in 2017 to explore the genetic pathways leading to dry AMD using patients' own cells. Professor Pebe's team generated and used induced pluripotent stem cells, or iPSCs, which are cells that can become any type of cell in the body, from 60 AMD patients and 60 control individuals, then made them become retinal cells. They then used this large iPSC cell bank to identify the genetic differences between the healthy cells and the disease cells, which can now be used to develop new targets for potential treatments of dry AMD. Since completing her MDFA research, Professor Pebe has gone on to secure more funding from the National Health and Medical Research Council, the Medical Research Future Fund, and the Ophthalmic Research Institute of Australia to further develop the iPSC bank. This shows how MDFA's initial investment can snowball into significant advancements in the field of macular research. Macular Disease Foundation Australia is fundamental to the type of work we are doing around the country, Professor Pebe says. Without MDFA, much research on curing blindness would not happen in Australia. So the role of MDFA is essential for us to do our work and to do our work well. Meet the researcher, Associate Professor Laura Downey. MDFA funding allowed Associate Professor Downey and her team at the University of Melbourne to develop a clinical audit tool to improve the quality of care that people with AMD receive from their optometrist. A clinical audit helps healthcare practitioners discover the strengths and weaknesses of their current practices so they can then improve the care they provide their patients. However, there is a lack of audit tools for Australian optometrists. That is why MDFA awarded Associate Professor Laura Downey a $100,000 research grant over 3 years in 2015 to develop an innovative auditing platform called the Macular Degeneration Clinical Care Audit Tool, or the MADCAT, to assess the eye care received by people with AMD. This MDFA-funded study showed that the MADCAT improved clinical record documentation and several aspects of care, particularly how often optometrists asked patients about modifiable risk factors like smoking, an improvement from 21% of the time to 58%, diet 11% to 29%, and nutritional supplementation 20% to 51%. The MADCAT is, to our knowledge, the world's first primary care clinical audit tool for AMD of its type worldwide, Associate Professor Laura Downey says. I feel passionate about this area of research because the work that we do can lead to immediate improvements in the quality of clinical care. Support MDFA's Research Grants Program. MDFA's Research Grants Program would not exist without generous donations from people who share our vision to reduce the incidence and impact of macular disease. If you would like to support more life-changing research in the future, please visit www.mdfoundation.com.au/donate or call us on 1-800-111-709. Track 11, Your Voice. As the national peak body for macular disease, MDFA regularly makes submissions to government representing the interests of the macular disease patient community. MDFA lodged its federal pre-budget submission 2021-22 to Treasury, focusing on preventing the implementation of the proposed MBS rebate cut for eye injections and establishing various programs to support the patient journey and optimal quality of life. We'll keep you informed in the event the government supports these initiatives. MDFA also contributed to the development of the Vision 2020 Australia Federal Pre-Budget Submission 2021-22. New report on macular disease impact. In March this year, MDFA launched its inaugural Macular Disease Social Impact Survey Report. More than 2,100 members of the macular disease community responded to this survey, the first in a series of surveys to trend patient-reported outcomes and experiences over time to better understand the impact of macular disease on people's lives. Supporting objectives outlined in the National Strategic Action Plan for Macular Disease, the survey was commissioned by MDFA and prepared by the Centre for Social Impact and the School of Optometry and Vision Science at the University of New South Wales. It was co-designed with input from some of Australia's leading ophthalmologists and researchers. The insights from the survey have allowed MDFA to understand the successes, concerns, and barriers experienced by the macular disease community. Some major findings from the report include the following. 97% of respondents were able to access information about their disease through multiple sources. However, 25% of respondents only had fair to poor knowledge of their condition. Many of these respondents tended to have the poorest vision and a non-treatable form of AMD. 75% of respondents using low vision aids saw these items as critical for their quality of life. 14% of respondents reported that their condition highly impacted their physical and emotional functions. 85% of respondents with wet AMD were receiving treatment. Of the remaining 15% of respondents who were not receiving treatment, 4.3% indicated cost as the primary barrier. MDFA wishes to thank the Fitzpatrick Sykes Family Trust for their foresight, generosity, and trust in allowing this impact study to be developed. The second report in this series is expected to be released in 2022. We will be reaching out to our community again and hope we can increase the response rate to this important study. The findings provide solid evidence on the issues that are most important to the macular disease community and inform how we represent those needs and influence health policy and eye health practice to improve patient outcomes.
Track 12, 5 Tips for Exercise at Home. People with low vision are more likely to suffer a fall, but being physically active and staying fit and healthy will help you get the most out of life. These tips for exercising safely come to us from the Healthy and Active Aging team at the Health Promotion Service, Southeastern Sydney Local Health District. Adults aged 60 plus should be active every day in as many ways as possible, doing a range of physical activities that incorporate fitness, strength, balance, and flexibility. The Australian Government Department of Health's physical activity recommendations for older Australians advise at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity physical activity most days or every day if possible, as well as 2 hours of balance exercises each week. Moderate exercise is described as when you can speak while exercising, but you can't sing. here are 5 tips to get you moving. The first step, find a safe place to exercise. Remove clutter and trip hazards such as stools, items on the floor, unsecure mats, and pets. Number 2. Find a secure support such as a kitchen bench or a sturdy table to hold on to if it helps perform the exercises. Number 3. We are all different, and exercise doesn't need to be completed at a certain time of the day. Exercises can be sprinkled throughout the day or completed in the morning or in the afternoon. It depends on what works for you. Number 4. If you have a new pain while doing exercise, talk to your GP or physio. Some people will need to have their exercises modified. Number 5. Exercises can be incorporated into your daily activities. For example, do your balance exercises when waiting for the kettle to boil. Or you could stand up from your breakfast table 3 times rather than once when you are finished eating as an exercise to help strengthen your legs. If you're not sure if you should be doing exercises, ask your doctor. Are you looking for exercises you can do at home that will reduce your risk of falling? Falls prevention expert Trish Lynch joined an MDFA webinar to outline a series of evidence-based exercises that can improve your leg strength and balance. You can watch a step-by-step guide to these exercises on YouTube. Simply go to YouTube and search MDFA exercises to stop you falling.
Track 13, latest low vision aids. This pen can read your labels. If you have trouble reading labels at home, then the PenFriend 3 Audio Labeler might be able to help you. This easy-to-use tool allows you to record audio labels using your own voice. Simply stick one of the PenFriend's adhesive labels on the item you want to identify, place the PenFriend on the label and record your voice identifying the item, including any details like cooking instructions on food or instructions on medicine. Then the next time you need to identify that item, place the PenFriend on the label and it will play your voice recording back to you. The PenFriend 3 Audio Labeler comes with more than 100 labels and can store up to 250 hours of recordings. You can also use the PenFriend as an MP3 audio player and a talking book player. Contact MDFA for details of where to buy the PenFriend 3 Audio Labeler. Judy Dench benefits from this free app, would you? The MDEV Reader is a free app designed to make reading easier for people living with AMD. The app presents whatever you're reading as a single line of large scrolling text on your tablet or smartphone. This helps people with AMD read more easily using the eccentric viewing technique, where you utilize your intact peripheral vision rather than your limited central vision to view something. The developers also offer a similar product called EV News for news stories. The MDEV Reader even boasts one very famous fan, award-winning actress Dame Judy Dench, who has AMD, described the app as enormously beneficial. To download, search MDEV Reader wherever you download your apps. Use your iPhone as a magnifying glass using this shortcut. Did you know that you can configure your iPhone so that tapping the back of it brings up a magnifier or inverts the colours? If you have an iPhone 8 or later with the latest version of iOS installed, you can set a double tap or a triple tap on the back of the phone to trigger an accessibility shortcut. Go to Settings, then Accessibility, then Touch, and select Back Tap. Then choose Double Tap or Triple Tap, and select the feature you want to activate, such as Magnifier or Invert Colors. Then, the next time you double tap or triple tap the back of your phone, it will automatically open that feature. Magnifier lets you zoom in on both your screen as well as objects nearby, while invert colours can make text on your phone easier to read. You can also access the magnifier on your iPhone or iPad by going to Settings, then Accessibility, then selecting Magnifier. We want your ideas. Do you have a tip for living well with low vision or a handy tool you want to tell others about? Then we'd love to hear from you so we can share it with our community. Please get in touch with MDFA through our national helpline on 1800 111 709 or email education@mdfoundation.com.au with your hints and tips.
Track 14, Our Community. Thanks for your service, Des. Much-loved volunteer Des Morton has retired from his role with MDFA, bidding farewell to the many friends he made throughout his time with us. Des got involved with MDFA through his wife Jean, who was diagnosed with wet AMD in the mid-1990s. Jean was declared legally blind within 18 months of that diagnosis, and Des became her carer. Jean's ophthalmologist was Dr. Paul Beaumont, the founding director of what was originally called the Macular Degeneration Foundation in 2001. So Jean and Des became closely connected to the fledgling foundation. Jean lived with macular disease for 2 decades before she sadly passed away in 2015, and Des honoured Jean's memory by volunteering with MDFA. Sometime later, when I was adjusting to a new life without her, I heard about the volunteers who were assisting the foundation and thought this would be a good way to remember her and to do some good for the community, Des says. So I joined the band of foundation volleys or volunteers. I was made very welcome by them and the MDFA staff. Des quickly became a cherished member of MDFA's community of volunteers, affectionately known as the A-Team. Tuesdays with the A-Team became a very important part of my weekly routine, something positive to do and good company and fellowship to enjoy, Des explains. My favourite memory was working around the volleys, up and down a loaded table, with a full A-Team going full steam with our work. The work was never mentally taxing, so we made it fun with friendly banter. However, I can honestly say that the most rewarding part of my volunteer experience was speaking to patients on the recent peer-to-peer telephone support program. It was so inspiring to hear people's stories about how they were managing to adjust their lives with vision loss. A television executive before retirement, Des helped MDFA develop community service announcements to raise awareness on our TV screens in the early days of the foundation. He then lent his talents to our advocacy efforts and even modelled for an MDFA photo shoot in recent years. Turning 94 this year, Des finds catching public transport to the MDFA office a little trickier, so he's reluctantly retiring as a volunteer. Thank you, Des, for your contribution over many years. The friendships you have formed with the A-Team and the broader MDFA family will never be forgotten.
Track 15, Healthy Choices. Porridge with fruit and nuts. This mouth-watering breakfast for two is a filling start to your day that's also good for your eye health. This recipe for porridge with fruit and nuts is packed full of nutrients that reduce the risk of developing age-related macular degeneration and can slow its progression if you've already been diagnosed. Almonds are rich in vitamin E. Pistachios are full of zinc and selenium. The berries and the banana are brimming with vitamin C, while the whole grain oats contain low glycemic index, or low GI, carbohydrates, which will help keep your macula healthy. Ingredients: 60 grams of almonds, 40 grams of pistachios, 4 fresh dates, pitted and roughly chopped, 750 mils of milk, 140 grams of whole grain rolled oats, a pinch of salt, 125 mils of honey, plus extra milk, your choice of berries and sliced banana to serve. Instructions. Roughly chop the almonds and place them in a small bowl. Add the dates and pistachios and mix them around. Place the milk, oats and salt in a medium-sized, heavy-based saucepan. Stir over high heat until the mixture comes to the boil. Reduce the heat to low and leave the mixture to simmer uncovered, stirring occasionally for about 10 minutes or until the porridge thickens. Spoon the porridge into serving bowls and sprinkle it with the nut and date mixture. Drizzle with honey and serve with extra milk. Top the porridge with your favourite berries, the banana slices, and extra nuts as desired. Bon appetit! Sounds just right for winter mornings. You can find this recipe in our latest Macula menu alongside plenty of other recipes that are as good for your eyes as they are for your taste buds. This free online cookbook also contains a 5-day meal planner so you can map out macula-friendly dishes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. This Macula menu includes delicious recipes like smoked salmon omelets, vegetable and feta burger patties, and a pumpkin, spinach, and walnut pasta bake. Eating a healthy, well-balanced diet, which includes eye-friendly foods, will benefit your overall well-being as well as your eye health. But it's important you speak to your doctor before changing your diet or taking any supplements. Download your copy from our website www.mdfoundation.com.au. Track 16, How We Can Help You. Get your hands on our free resources. MDFA offers a range of free publications, both in print and online, to help you live well with macular disease. When you visit www.mdfoundation.com.au/resources, you will find fact sheets and publications on an array of topics, including age-related macular degeneration, diabetic eye disease, eye injection costs and rebates, nutrition and supplements, and living well with vision loss. We also provide info packs for different stages of your journey with macular disease, tailoring information kits to people living with low vision or those at risk of diagnosed or living with either diabetic eye disease or AMD. Don't forget, you can order a free AMSLA grid to pop on your fridge to monitor your vision at home. All MDFA resources are free of charge. To download yours or to order a printed copy to be mailed to you, simply visit www.mdfoundation.com.au/resources. Check out MDFA's new website. The next time you visit MDFA's website, you might notice things look a little different. We're upgrading our website to make it even easier for you to access all the free information, advice, and support that MDFA provides Australia's macular disease community. You can visit the new website now at www.mdfoundation.com.au. Finally, just a reminder that MDFA is here for you on your macular disease journey. You can contact MDFA at Level 9, 447 Kent Street, Sydney, New South Wales 2000, by phone through our national helpline at 1-800-111-709, or by email at info@mdfoundation.com.au. Thank you for listening to the Macular Disease Foundation Australia newsletter, Vision Voice, for autumn 2021. Goodbye.